Welcome to Headmaster's Corner, a weekly show coming to you from St. Andrew's Sewanee School. Your host today is WMTN Station Manager and Senior DJ Cameo. We feature a wide variety of guests on the show, from our head of school, Carl Scholen, to faculty interviews and student guests every Wednesday at this time. You can find Headmaster's Corner posted on our station website at sasradio.org. And if you'd like to participate, just drop us an email at wmtn@sasweb.org. And now, here's DJ Cameo.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Headmaster's Corner. I'm Cameo, and today I'm with Mr. Fisher. Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me, Cameo.
Of course. Let's get straight into it. I'm very curious. How did you get to SAS?
How did I get to SAS? Well, I graduated from the University of the South right down the street. I graduated last year, so I'm a new Father Fly Fellow. And I decided that I wanted to be a teacher after I gave up on being a lawyer because it was not good for me. And I looked at schools far and wide across the country and realized that the best fit was right outside my door. And here I am.
It's perfect. Can you explain the Father Fly Fellow thing?
Sure. So the Father Fly Fellowship is a fellowship position. So I kind of think of it as like a baby teacher, like a teacher in training kind of position. There are two of us this year, myself and Miss SJ. But essentially what I do is I do a little bit of everything. So I don't teach a full course load, but I teach two English classes. I teach an adventure education with sixth grade. And then I sponsor one peak activity each after school. And I do some other miscellaneous duties as well. Like I'm the detention monitor. So I get a little taste of everything on campus.
You get a little taste of everything.
Oh yeah.
Around.
I'm a dorm parent. I live on campus. So I do it all.
Nice. How are you liking it so far?
I love it here. It's kind of crazy how little exposure I had to the SAS campus and community being part of the university. I mean, we have some crossover. Like I would see SAS students coming to university classes, but that was about the extent of it. We didn't ever really have a reason to be on SAS's campus. And being here has been awesome. It has a lot of those same community feelings as the university has. They're like the day that all the boarders moved back in was really cool to see. Because it was like that Sewanee magic. I felt like I was a freshman moving in again. And I just love all the people here. Everyone's so enthusiastic to be here. Everyone has such appreciation for this place. And it's such a nice collaborative community, students and faculty. And I love being here.
Sewanee magic is such a good way to describe it. It really does have its own special feel.
Yeah.
Talk about your classes a little bit. I am in one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Enjoying it so far.
So I'm wondering if that's how I was selected to come on so early, but I'm teaching two full-time English classes. I was an English major at the university. I'm teaching place-based environmental literature with 11th and 12th grade, which is what we have together. And that class is a lot of fun because I took a course on American environmental literature at the university on a whim my final semester there. I didn't like one of my other classes and that one had an opening and I switched in. And then 2 months later, I got this job and was told that I would be teaching same subject. So it was really meant to be, but I love the subject and studying it in a place like this is really great because we have such amazing resources right at our front door. And do we have the period right after this?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, okay. So I was just checking. So like we're going to go outside today and I love
Heck
that we
yeah.
can just do that. Cause we're in a place that's so accessible to seeing the things that we're talking about in there. So that's one thing. And then I'm teaching ninth grade literary studies, which I also love because that's more of just a straight up and down English class. And I've read a lot of the course material before it in my own high school and college careers. And I love the books that I'm teaching. And I really enjoy the ninth graders' passion and excitement for reading. They're at the point where they're starting to get very cool, but they still are really excited about reading, even if they won't admit
yeah.
it. And so it's been great working with them. And then my third class is adventure education with sixth grade. So I span the whole gap. I teach sixth, ninth, and 12th.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So it's been fun to kind of switch styles every time I change up my classes. But I love working with them because it's just like playtime. Like, again, back to the same thing as environmental literature. We have such an amazing campus. And I love that we have a program that focuses on getting outside and doing sort of supervised play to learn important skills. I wish that I had something like that as a sixth grader, but it's been really fun and super easy and laid back, and the kids are so excited to come every day. And so that's been a really nice thing to go along with my other classes. So that's they're awesome. Going really well.
You really are getting a taste of everything.
I know.
You're getting the whole, like, you got all the
whole
eras
spectrum
of students. That's awesome.
Yep.
I am enjoying your class so much.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's good feedback.
I love the, like, debatey discussion vibe you've got going on.
Yeah, so
we
that's,
really like dive deep into everything.
I'm glad, because I was worried about how that's going to go. Obviously, I'm a first-time teacher. I mean, I was a college student 4 months ago, so this has been a quick turnaround for me. But I was worried about bringing in the sort of college-style class, because that's what you guys are going to encounter in high school English, is these heavy discussion-based, really getting people's opinions and pulling stuff out of the text. And I was worried about how that was going to go, because it can be harder. And I let you guys run with that a little bit more as juniors and seniors, because you're ready for it. But It speaks really broadly to how impressed with the student body I am, that I've given all of my classes, but especially you guys, a lot to handle. We're working with concepts that I didn't learn until I was an upperclassman in college. But y'all have taken them really, really well, and I'm super impressed. So I'm glad that you're enjoying the class, because I'm really enjoying it too, and you guys are great contributors.
I love the tie-in you made. I think it was last class I was there with literary theory and like eco-criticism, because I took AK's literary theory class last year. I was the only junior to take it. It
That's
was
awesome.
All graduating students, and I loved it. And the way you explained like how it just gets you thinking about like what is meaningful in literature and why we read it, loved it.
Yeah, that's what I'm all about. And I had a very similar exposure just being a junior in college. It was a class of all seniors, and I was the only junior taking a literary criticism class. And I actually talked to AK before I took this job about this, and she told me that you guys were already working with that. And so that sort of gave me the green light to go ahead. But that's what I want to bring to SAS is, reading is amazing. I love that we all do it here. But for me, it was always about what's really the importance of this and how can we bring this out into the real world and into the place around us, which ties into place-based. So I'm glad that you're enjoying that, because that's what it means to me.
Love to hear it.
Yeah.
Talk about Peak a little bit.
Peak. So I guess it's a little too late to recruit. This would have been a great plug to join the cross-country team. But I'm the head cross-country coach this fall, which has been a really amazing experience. I ran track at Swanee. I did not actually run cross country, but I'm very close with a lot of cross country runners. And I was sort of thrust into the head coaching role, which was formerly occupied by AK, which are big shoes to fill. So I was a little intimidated. Fun fact, AK is actually my distant cousin.
Really?
Yeah. She's like my third cousin by marriage. It's like a weird convoluted thing, but
oh
we're
my
distantly
gosh.
Related. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So, we chatted before I went in, but I'm coaching cross country and it's been going super well. We recruited a lot during the first week. The group of kids is really fantastic. They're super driven and really nice, and they've given me a lot of respect starting out, and they are really good to each other. And I think that we're going to be really good this season. We have our first meet a week from today at the Webb School, September 6th. So wish everybody luck if you see them. Other things that I'm doing in the winter, I'll be assisting climbing.
Oh my God, I love climbing. I will be a part of that. That's
great.
Awesome.
I'm excited. That's where I actually have the most background. I climbed competitively when I was in high school, and I worked at a climbing gym throughout like my whole high school career. And I did a little bit of climbing at Swanee, not as much as I wanted to. So I'm looking forward to getting back into it as part of the SAS community. So I'll be assisting with that. And then in spring, I will be working as the assistant coach for the track team.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. When you said winter, I was like, oh, he's about to say climbing.
I mean, you can look at me and tell.
Yeah, no. They,
well,
they climbers
y'all can't look at me,
look.
But.
Well, tell me a little bit more about you. Where are you from? Where'd you go to high school?
Yeah, so I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, originally. And I went to North Atlanta High School, which it was a big adjustment coming to Swanee because I went to a really urban high school. I lived in the middle of the city, and we actually, my high school building cost $140 million to build. It was in the public system, and they converted an old IBM campus. We went to school in an 11-story tall office building, which was a really interesting college experience. It was cool in a lot of ways, but it also felt very impersonal and businesslike at times. Like mm-hmm. we were little, you know, drones kind of going to work. And so I wanted something drastically different for my college career. And I had family come to Swanee. I didn't think I was interested at first because it was so different, but I came up and toured and immediately fell in love with it and stayed there for 4 years. And when it was time for me to graduate, I had to seriously sit down and envision what kind of future I had. I knew I was going to go into teaching. And I thought, did I want to teach in a place like where I went to high school? And I learned a lot there, like no knock against them. They did a good job with the resources that they had. Or did I want to teach somewhere more like my college experience? And that's what I wanted to do. And that's why I'm really glad that I'm at SAS.
That's awesome. Yeah. It's definitely the perfect place for environmental lit too, yeah, like I know. Said earlier. What are you looking forward to the most this year?
Looking forward to the most this year? I'm looking forward getting to know everyone, really. I think just immersing myself in this new community. I was worried about having to learn everyone's name. I mean, I teach a couple classes. I do peak activities. I'm a dorm parent. I was like, I work with a lot of students. How am I going to remember all these people? Like, I came on the first day and all the former teachers or the current teachers knew everyone already and were greeting y'all. And I felt kind of like an outsider. Already a week and a half in, I'm getting to know people so fast. And it's a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. And it's been great working with people in different capacities. Like, I have some kids in the dorms, I have some kids on the field, some in the classroom, and some in multiple places. And it's great to watch them grow and get to know me and warm up to me in those different ways. So I think just continuing to be part of that community, getting to know everyone, seeing you guys thrive in different ways throughout the year, I'm really looking forward to that.
That's awesome. Yeah. And it's, I don't know, with this small community, like, there's definitely some downsides sometimes.
For sure.
But it just, everyone knows everyone.
Yeah.
And that can just be such a good thing, especially if you're new to a community.
I love it. It's, everyone's been so accepting and supportive of me. It's like an instant family when I got here.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're experiencing that. And I can't wait to see what your class has to hold this year.
Yeah, me too.
We are running out of time. So I think we'll wrap up now. Okay. But I love talking with you. Thank you so much for joining
us
this
week.
Yeah,
thank you so much for having me. This was awesome.
Well, I will see you guys next time.
You've been listening to Headmaster's Corner with DJ Cameo at St. Andrew's Sewanee School. This show is also posted on our radio station website at sasradio.org. And remember to tune in every Wednesday at 12:30 for another brand new episode featuring students, faculty, and guests. If you'd like to participate in Headmaster's Corner or just ask a question, email us at wmtn@sasweb.org and we'll add your question to the list. You must include your name, but all submissions are read anonymously. This is the voice of your Mountain Radio Station, 103.1 WMTN and sasradio.org at St. Andrew's Sewanee School. For more information about admissions, go to sasweb.org.